This episode is brought to you by eBay Motors. With over 122 million parts, from superchargers and brakes to exhaust kits and beyond, eBay Motors levels your baby up to its peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Sweat. You mean armpit tears of weakness brought about by poor deodorant choices? Say goodbye to that salty river that floweth from your underarm with Old Spice Swagger Antiperspirant. Made for 24/7 sweat protection with daily use and an undeniable smell of cedarwood and lime. Giving you the confidence you need to quit your job, move to a remote island, and spend your days frolicking with dolphins. Old Spice Swagger Antiperspirant. Shop Old Spice now.
What's going on, jabronis? It's Pitch Mr. Perfect, Skylar Astin.
Hey, this is Bruce Pritchard.
This is Roast Battle Season 1 champion Mike Lawrence.
Husky Steve Kazee.
This is Trey Kirby.
This is your girl, WWE superstar, the legit boss, Sasha Banks.
Hi, this is Lillian Garcia.
My name's Kevin Owens.
I'm Shinsuke Nakamura.
I'm AJ Styles, the phenomenal one, if you will, and you're listening to them.
And you're listening
you're
to.
Listening to
and you are listening to.
And you're listening, you're listening to.
You are listening to the Masked Man Show.
The Masked Man Show.
The Masked Man
the
Show.
Masked Man the
Masked Man Show.
Show.
The Masked Man Show.
Welcome to the Ringer Wrestling Show post-game interview. We're trying out something new here. I got to talk to Cody after he made his big debut, but I was just like, we got to get back in the locker room. I want to talk to people after that, you know, this is a sport, man. Let's get back there and like talk to people after they just put on a big show for everybody. So how do you feel?
I feel like a million bucks.
So I'm with Bobby Lashley, by the way. Did I say
the
that
Almighty.
Out loud? The Almighty.
The Almighty.
The one and only. How do you feel?
I feel like a million bucks, man.
That was a, I mean, this is a big crowd out here. You can clothesline me if I'm getting too behind the curtain here. But this is after WrestleMania. This is your second big show where you're out there getting babyface pops from a giant arena full of people. It's been a while, though, before WrestleMania, right?
Yeah, yeah. I always say, look, it's, you know, WrestleMania is the time where we end those feuds and settle our differences. Mm-hmm. And I think SummerSlam is that pay-per-view where we start, like, renewing things and start seeing who the top dogs are, because we start gearing up for the second half of the season. Mm-hmm. I mean, even though our season doesn't end, I mean, it's like we stop at WrestleMania, we do a little bit to kind of like pay back and everything for WrestleMania. But then I think SummerSlam is that new kind of birth, like who's going to be the top dogs? Who are they going to be the people that you're looking forward to for the next year, and start looking at those different matchups. So coming off a big victory here, Theory's not a slouch. I try to tell people, I have a lot of respect for that kid.
Yeah.
I respect for him because he feels like, or he seems like I was when I first started. Mm-hmm. When I first started, I was going after Booker T. I was going after JBL. I was going after Big Show. I was going after Fit Finley. I was going after William Regal. I was going after all these guys. and it's what you have to do. You have to make a name for yourself. This guy went after me, went after Drew, went after Brock, went after Roman. I mean, he's not going after small guys. He's going after the tip top. So you gotta at least take that and say that the kid, he has some balls.
I mean, he's obviously, Theory is obviously elite in so many ways. He's also a guy that a lot of people are pointing at and saying a future face of the company. You have some experience with that moniker, right? I mean, when you first popped up, everybody was just like, this is the guy to watch.
Yeah.
This is the guy.
Yeah.
What kind of pressure is that? How does that feel when you go into a match, a program, whatever, knowing that that's how people see you?
I mean, some people have it and some people don't. I mean, there's a lot of people that when they saw him the first, they said, oh man, he has future world championship potential. Some people kind of fold. Some people, you can see him in their career, they buckle under that pressure. I don't see him as doing it. Mm-hmm. I mean, and the reason why is because all the confidence that he has right now. Some people, you start telling them that, and then they're online, they're reading up every little comment coming down, and then this one makes them feel good, and this one makes them feel bad, and then it's like they're suffering from depression because somebody said something bad about him. I don't think this kid even hears anything negative. I think this kid always thinks that he is better than everybody else, mm-hmm. and that's a good thing and a bad thing. Today I was supposed to humble him. I humbled him to a certain extent because I beat him. But he's not done. I mean, after I put him in a hurt lock and made him tap out, he rolled out of the ring. And as I was, you know, addressing the crowd, I turned to him and he was like, he didn't beat me. I was like, this kid's never going to learn. But hey, that's the kind of attitude you got to have to make it up to the top.
When you, he tapped out pretty quick.
Yeah.
When you get a tap out that fast, does it make you feel better? Because like, look how good I am at doing this, at doing the hurt lock. Or do you wish you could have just worked it a little bit longer?
I know what he was trying to do.
Yeah.
I knew what he was trying to do. He has his eyes set on that main event.
Mm-hmm.
Because those guys, it's a last man standing. Those guys are going to beat each other almost to the death. And he knows that he needs to be at least somewhat cognizant that he can be able to run out there and finish him off.
Yeah.
So I knew that if he got in any kind of like predicament, any kind of trouble, he was going to try to bail. Because that's what he did at first.
Yeah.
He tried to run out of there because he was like, I'm taking my briefcase and I'm leaving because it was too much for me. And then at the end, when I put him in a hurt lock, hey, as soon as I put it in, he starts reaching up for the tap. So I was like, okay, I get what you're doing. And I'm going to let you get away with it. You tap, move on, because I have bigger fish to fry.
When you think about being the face of the company, whatever, people always like to say the brass ring, talking about grabbing the brass ring and stuff. There's obviously been a lot of changes going on backstage. Does that change your day to day? Or is it still eyes on the prize, just keep moving forward?
Yeah, you know, I don't slack off. There's no days off for me. I'm going to take a break right now. I've never. I'm there every Monday, except last Monday. I had a birthday that I celebrated, but I'm right back into it. And, you know, some people say just because things change, it's time for me to step up. And there are going to be some guys that are like, oh, I see my chance, so I'm still stepping up. But with that being said, I look at those guys as kind of like fair weather. They're looking for certain times, not me. I'm going to stay on top, and I'm going to stay on top for as long as I'm here. Mm-hmm. And then when I retire, then I'm going to go and slack off. But for the time being right now, I got more titles that I want to get.
Yeah.
I want to get that world title back. I want to get a tag team title. I want that Grand Slam. I want everything. So I'm going to still train and work as hard as I can. Monday, I'm going to come around and put that title down. I'm going to say, who wants it? Everybody from the roster, anybody from the roster that wants to step up. I don't even care if you're part of the roster. You could be some guy on the street. You can come and write your little resume, hand it in to Triple H, and if he gives you an opportunity, you can come on because I'm willing to fight anyone. Any fighter, any wrestler, anyone can come and get some for that title.
Kerm's about to jump across the table right now. You better watch out.
Bring it.
Yeah, so, I mean, when you issue an open challenge, that's a statement, right?
Anybody else can do it.
Huh?
No one else will do it.
Do you have? You must have your eye on some people though that you want to get in the ring.
It's. I think it's more like this. What I always say is the person that holds the title here, they not only defend it against everybody on the roster, they defend it against everybody that's not on the roster. Because there's so many people that try to say whatever about professional wrestling. Oh, if I went to professional wrestling, I'll kick all those guys' ass. No, you're not, because I have the title. So I'm welcoming it to any guy, any fighter, any boxer. You know, Tyson Fury came over. He wanted to do some stuff. Mm-hmm. Not calling anybody out. I'm the one with the title. So I'm saying any boxer, any fighter, if you guys want to come over to WWE and challenge for a title, I will put mine on the line. Because like I said, it's not the title that makes the man. It's the man that makes the title. So how I look at it, the champion of the United States is the highest title you can get around here.
Yeah.
Because I'm willing to fight it, and I have it.
Because it's yours.
It's mine.
Did you see Dwight Howard try out the other day?
I saw him.
What do you think?
I saw him. If he steps in the ring, well, I'll spear him and chop him in half. He's like a giant. He's 10 foot tall. I have experiences with giants. I mean, I had Omos and threw him around, and he's like half the size of Omos. So I don't think he wants to go against the Almighty. he might have to try to go for like maybe baby steps.
What do you tell? You spent how many years were you an MMA fighter?
8 years.
What do you tell fighters? What do you tell guys from the Bellator, UFC, from the MMA world who think about being a pro wrestler?
They say it because they think, oh, I want to go pro wrestling. I'm like, first of all, some of the guys that say it, they think that they can just come over because for some reason. I remember Conor, not taking anything away from him, but when Conor said it, it was like, yes, you have a huge fan base. So yes, we would love to have you here. But don't think you're just going to come over here being, he's not even 200 pounds.
Yeah.
You think you're just going to throw the wrong guys? Roman set him straight. Brock set him straight. I didn't have to say anything. I didn't have the title at the time. But some of those guys, they got to understand that this is the land of the giants. Okay, mm-hmm. So if you're coming in here, first of all, what you have to do is you have to learn the sport. You have to learn the game. And a lot of those guys can't do it. They really can't do it. I fought, so I know how it is. You have maybe, what, 2-3 fights a year? And then the rest of the time, it's like, I rehab a bunch. I'm doing my training and everything like that. That's not us. We're every week. And I don't think a lot of these guys understand that. I mean, Rhonda's over here doing her thing. And I take my hat off to Rhonda because Rhonda's been busting her ass to be here. And I don't think a lot of these guys realize how tough it is. If they come in here, yeah, you can come in here. But first thing you got to do is spend 2 years down in NXT so you can learn how to wrestle. Yeah. And if you make it out of NXT, then there's a whole nother obstacle that you have to tackle is learning the business, and then you have to learn the crowd. And there's a lot more than just being, oh, I'm a tough guy, I want to come over here. That's not how it works.
What do you bet, like camp, MMA training camp versus being on the road for WWE? Which one's harder?
Training camp is 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Maybe 8 weeks. WWE is 365 days.
Yeah.
I mean, some of those guys at the end of their training camp, they always talk about peaking. So they start training and they peak about fourth week, fifth week, and then they start tapering off and get ready for it. You have to peak every single week. You're always on. I tore my shoulder 2 months before WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. I couldn't even raise my hand. I kept that quiet. I took like 3 weeks off. And I said, I have to make it to WrestleMania. I called Vince. Vince was like, oh, let's take off. Let's go get surgery. Spend 4 months off and everything like that. I was like, I can't do that. There's no way I'm going to do that. I stayed at home for a couple weeks, and when I stayed at home for a couple weeks, I started going crazy, and I was like, I can't stay at home. I got to go to work. So I started training, and I started getting ready. I started rehabbing, and I got back in, and then I made it for WrestleMania. I mean, there's no downtime. Every other sport has off-season. We don't have an off-season.
There's crazy moments at WrestleMania that are like, I can't believe that happened. I wasn't expecting that, whatever. Man, when you made your comeback, there was a lot of people who, everybody I was around was just like, I literally didn't think that was possible.
Yeah, because it circulated, and that's what I get. I get pissed off about that a little bit. Stuff that's supposed to be inside here gets leaked out. I don't know how I got leaked out, because I didn't tell anybody.
Yeah,
it was between me and the trainers. The trainers were like, all right, go get an MRI. I got my MRI, and the MRI was like, you got a 75% tear in your rotator cuff, your labrum's torn, your all this. And I was like, does that mean I get a day off?
What's your cheat day look like?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I don't have like a diet day.
Yeah.
If I want to eat something, I eat something. I don't really think, for me, it's like what you put in is what you, you got to use it.
Yeah.
It's like putting fuel in your car and not driving anywhere. So if you want to eat cookies are a lot more fuel. So you need to put a lot more out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do little hacks that keep me in good shape. And I'm big on like rehabbing and taking care of my body. So those things are important. I got an infrared sauna at my house. I got a treadmill downstairs in the basement. I got my weight room in my house so I can get my extra workouts in. But I love cookies.
Yeah.
Have you guys had crumble cookies?
My favorite thing.
What are crumble
Thank
cookies?
Thank you. Thank you. Have you?
Wait, get it. Come here. Come here. What are crumble cookies?
It's just they change the flavor.
My man. You know? Yes.
We had a Pop-Tart one last week.
Though. You order them online? Where do you get crumble cookies?
They're all over the place.
Sorry, I didn't mean
to. No.
No, we want you to talk.
Because I keep telling people, man, crumble cookies are incredible. I order them too much. They're huge cookies. Just Google them and yelp them every once in a while.
Tonight.
There's an app? Okay, we'll talk.
Crumble cookies, all right.
It's right down the street
from
my house.
Unofficial sponsor, yeah. Oh, really?
Bro, those things are incredible. This week they had the white macadamia.
I had it before.
Slamming.
This is so great.
Every week they have like, they keep the chocolate chip ones in there all the time.
That's the standard.
It's even the chocolate chip one. I'm not a big chocolate chip fan, but those chocolate chip cookies, they put something, they get sprinkle some crack in there or something. It's insane.
All right. I know where I'm going after this.
Yeah, crumble, please. Call me.
We know what's happening next for you because you said you're going to go, but you have an open call on Monday Night Raw.
I don't really think we do that anymore. I think Vince, am I supposed to say Vince?
You say whatever you want to say. It's fine. Everybody knows what's going on.
I think we're going away with like the open challenges. Mm-hmm. I think everybody's aware that I'm open for challenges, but I don't think I'm going to go out there and say, oh, I'm going to have open challenge. And we're like, oh my God, somebody's coming out from there. No, I don't think we need that. I think there's a lot of guys that are real hungry right now and that need to make a name for themselves. So I'm just giving them the opportunity. I mean, our roster is so stacked right now. There are guys on our roster that are sitting down right now, not doing anything. And they're just so incredible. You have somebody like Ali, incredible. Apollo, incredible. Ricochet, incredible. Those are just that, those guys. And then you have Shelton there. You have Cedric there. You have all these guys that are, you know, haven't had an opportunity to step up and really have a chance to have that big match. Mm-hmm. Of course, you know, there's the Seths and the Kevins and those guys that are on that, I guess, different tier. But we have such a stacked roster right now on Raw and on SmackDown that I think that there are so many guys that are ready to step up and take the challenge. And I'm here. And the good thing about me holding this title, and I'm going to say this, and I say this all the time, is that in order to hold the title in WWE, you can't just have cool moves. You got to be willing to fight. You got to be willing to fight. And I'm a big test for anyone. Mm-hmm. If you beat me, that's a huge deal. You are now on a different level in WWE. You separate yourself from just being a guy that's trying to make it. If you beat the Almighty, if you beat Bobby Lashley, you're on a whole different tier. That's why I welcome it for some of these guys. And I'd like for one of these guys to start getting up to that point where they start beating me, so I start having people to challenge. Mm-hmm. You know, I want Ali to step up.
Yeah.
And just drop everything down and just knuckle up and just start swinging. I want Theory to get to that point where he can look me face to face, put his hands up and start swinging and dig me out. I want these guys to be able to do that. I welcome it.
We'll let you get out of here, get in the showers. But since this is a post-game interview, I'm gonna get at least one cliche question in here. What did you learn out there tonight?
That I'm better than everybody else in the wrestling business.
Love it. Bobby Lashley, thank you so much for doing this. Congratulations on your big win tonight, and thank you. Be looking out for you on Monday, man.
Right on, man.